Oh, Explore tab is really cool.
Why are you on Explore tab?
I love Explore.
It's overwhelming.
It's not
overwhelming.
It's for you.
There's always like I'm not looking for asses, and somehow that's always what's on my Explore tab.
Whoa,
and
that's
like,
weird.
I think it's because I follow some thotty girls.
Maybe you do.
Sorry, friends.
If you start to follow thotty,
I get more the fit asses. Turns into, you know, like
yeah, it's just thotty on the, and I'm not looking for ass like in any way on the maybe, on the Instagram.
Maybe they want you to look at some more ass.
Okay, well, welcome to the Full Kit Wankers. joined by Danny Gilberg, or Danny Gilb as he's known on Instagram.
Hello.
It's a belated Pride episode, I'd like to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is us honoring the moment. Yeah. Danny just returned from Lyon, where he saw our ladies kill it. Welcome to Full Kit Wanker.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, he's also on my team's Nemesis team. He's on the headers.
Headers. Crown champion.
Yes, recently crowned champions.
He was the manager for this
recently
season.
Crowned back-to-back champions.
Again?
That is true.
When you win four out of six, then you can call us.
And I was only manager for one of those.
Wait, what do you mean four out of six?
We've won four championships.
They've won a lot more.
But not in six rounds.
Oh, have you won six back-to-back?
No, we've won four rounds in six.
We've won
four in six.
Oh, okay, sure.
In six seasons, we won four of them.
Yeah.
But we won two and two.
Yeah, so keep it up, I guess. Good luck.
Go Headers.
Okay.
I just give out the trophy.
Next time my team stops going out of town, every time Champions League and Champions League championship
I'm just
rolls
Infantini,
around.
You know, I'm just giving the trophy medals here.
And we happily take it.
All right, well, since we're talking shit, let's continue. It's time for Full Kit Snitching. All right. First off, Antoine Griezmann didn't show up to summer training at Atletico Madrid.
He ain't the only one,
he's
girl.
He's such a second semester senior right now. My boy's like, I'm going to Barcelona. I don't need to go to practice.
He's trying to push that transfer, you know? Get him in
he's
Barcelona.
He's going to their opening disciplinary action. For,
I mean,
is that the only one we have on there that didn't show up?
Didn't show up to practice? That's the one I saw you.
Oh, man. Wait, I got some more for you. What's Neymar didn't show up to practice either.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. Does he have to though?
I don't know. They're trying to force.
Aren't they trying to sell him?
They said the director said like, yeah, we'll take an offer. Good offer. Go ahead. And it looks like Barcelona might be the first one, but that's speculation.
I would appreciate him going back, but it's kind of like you snubbed us. Like fool me once, I'm not taking your ass back.
Barcelona's that forgiving girlfriend, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. And does Barcelona just want to take everyone who isn't showing up to training?
Like, it's okay.
And then, like, at a certain point, you're
well, they're trying to get rid of Dembele because he doesn't go to training either. He's always late and he's always playing FIFA or whatever. He's not practicing.
No, they're coddling him. They're like, okay, it's all right. We'll work this out.
Anyway, my guy, Antoine.
Go to practice, dude.
Go to practice. Real Madrid's going to sell James Rodriguez to make a little cash to buy Paul Pogba. So that's interesting.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the deal to Napoli is pretty close, but I don't know if
they're
going
to buy.
Is that
where they want to send him?
Yeah, that's who want him.
Poor baby just keeps getting sent out on these missions to pointless leagues. Just stop.
Pointless?
Yo, pointless.
Serie A is lit, dude.
Serie A is pointless.
No, it's pointless.
Who's going to win this
pointless.
Year?
It's not pointless, but I'm tired of Juve winning by like 20 points clear. That's annoying.
I would call that
dude.
A pointless league. You think MLS is a pointless league.
Yeah.
Serie A is more pointless.
All right,
pointless.
Now you need to pump the brakes.
I don't need to calm down. Yeah. Listen.
calm down.
This
pump
is
the
just
breaks.
One of my points. I was just writing this like kind of really stream of consciousness.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Nike has to stop making commercials that make me just weep endlessly. I had to start blocking them on Instagram.
Their Women's World Cup promos.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one with that girl from Goleadoras, the one that we played with?
Yes, and I cried.
Yeah, she was on there, and I was a little.
She's the Colombian American, right?
She is. Yeah.
Yeah, I literally.
I remember coaching her, and then Drea was her captain.
And
now she's more famous than both of you.
Yeah,
that's
she
true,
is more
and
famous than
probably
both of us.
Richer.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm also Colombian American. Nobody asked me to make a commercial.
Well, look, you know, I'm glad that she came. Now she's going to look after us.
No, but is Nike pulling at your heartstrings, making you a loyal customer?
No, it's making me feel like it's a targeted ad on Instagram. Like they read my interests on that Instagram list of interests that you can look at, and they were like Colombian soccer, women's empowerment, crying,
did you tear up?
Pixar movies, and I was like sobbing. Uncontrollably at that commercial, at the one where she's like, I believe that we can win four championships and then do this. And
oh, I saw that one.
That one.
Oh, that was
really
good.
And the first one they dropped before the World Cup with the holding of the hand and the little girl going everywhere. I was just like, okay.
I think it was also Nike that had the one before the Women's World Cup where it was like a bunch of people wearing a Sinclair jersey. Mm-hmm. It was for their Canadian fans.
Which one was the one where was all like, those? Come on. Which one's the one where all the girls were running in a straight line? They would like leave what they were doing, and everyone's like running after it. Maybe it's Nike.
I'm pretty sure it's Nike.
Yeah,
they need to stop.
Nike had a lot that
Nike's
was like
pushing it, man.
Close that those were... factories. Stop yeah. it. Charge less for your clothing. Listen, I want to buy everything Women's World Cup. I want the shorts with the 4 stars now. I want the stars.
I
on
want
my
that
shorts.
Whole kit. We need that to get
they released those 4K jerseys. Real quickly.
They were prepared.
Yeah. They were prepared.
What would
yeah.
they have done? You know, there would have been a commercial even if they had lost.
They donated
so
them. They
I really
want
to see the alternate alt commercial.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think there would have been an alternate
commercial? No, there's a spot.
No,
they bought
there
it.
Been something. And oh. they still want the.
They purchased a yeah. minute long spot. It's like probably $1 million purchase. So they got to make 2 commercials, one where they win, one where they lose.
Mm.
They probably were like, it doesn't matter if we win or lose.
You're still inspired.
We're
yeah,
inspired.
I'm sure they still put something empowering, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. stop it, Nike. Apparently, in the new Premier League laws, which I don't even know why this was brought up because it doesn't have anything to do with Champions League laws,
uh-huh.
Sissoko's handball wouldn't have been called. So, I don't know. Somebody wrote about it and it made me really
sad. In their
sad.
New... wait,
like,
what?
Like, in the new implemented handball laws that are going into the Premier League this year...
Right, his are handball, they the FIFA-sanctioned ones?
Yeah, his handball wouldn't have counted
the one from
as a handball from the Champions League.
Ones, yeah. Final, the one that conceded
it feels like they're just trying... I'm just getting over that. Like, I'm finally okay. I love Spurs. And I don't need this to be brought up again.
I don't understand.
Can I just be? Can I just fucking be?
Gonna revisit that hand rule.
They did. Anyway. I don't know why. Anyway, Budweiser announced they are the official beer of the NWSL.
Great partnership.
Amazing partnership.
Based on Ashlyn Harris's Instagram story, they probably should have gone with Clico.
Yes. those stories were...
They were amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're gonna talk about it.
That was the best Instagram content.
That was incredible. I watched
day.
It.
Why
I, like,
haven't I been following yeah. her until
I didn't,
now?
I didn't want... Like, it's the one time where I wish stories went on past 24 hours.
I know, I wish
like, now
would,
I can't rewatch them.
She needs to archive
yeah.
it.
Yeah, she
we
needs
need
to put
to
them
be.
On
I
her
hope
profile.
She did.
So
yeah.
if you're listening.
Honestly, like, Ashlyn. My favorite part about them is that there's, like, no fucks given. Like, she's not worried about the little girls out there
no.
that she needs to, like, inspire. She's like, I deserve this.
She's not trying to be a role model.
No. And she shouldn't have to be.
No.
Raise your own fucking kids.
Yeah.
Let this woman enjoy her
well, you
victory.
Just, you, know, you just tell your daughter or whatever, like, you only do that in the locker room.
Yeah,
also,
exactly.
Also, like, okay. especially fierce is that the only people who didn't get playing time were the two, were Adriana and
the goalkeepers.
And
yeah, the two
right?
backup
yeah.
goalkeepers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're partying harder than anybody else. Like, they out here being
they
like,
they got all that pent-up energy.
Yeah.
I don't think Ashlyn,
Ashlyn
Harris has ever played an actual World Cup game.
No, she hasn't.
And, but my girl has, like, what, 2 of them already? She's like, woohoo! Like,
damn. That's better than what's this guy Lindsay Coman from PSG, the player.
Je ne sais pas.
Oh, you don't know. So, okay. Well.
Oh, okay.
He's got a lot of trophies and he can do squat.
Yeah. Well, it's like being.
And
like,
he's like 19.
Yeah, anybody who had to back up Hope Solo for the last three iterations.
Yeah, Nair was the. I think I read she was the first goalkeeper other than Solo or Scurry to get minutes in a major tournament since. 95 or 2000 Olympics since the 2000
oh,
Olympics.
Oh wow!
Because it was Scurry in 2003, then Scurry and Solo in 2007, and Solo from there on out.
I also forgot that Brianna Scurry handled the ball outside the box in a World Cup game, okay. and that she got red carded, and
oh, yeah,
Mia
yeah,
Hamm had to play goalie.
Yeah.
That's fierce. I saw
good
that
times.
In this fun
yeah.
compilation
yeah,
I watched.
In 95, I think.
Yeah, I watched this like sad little like 50 best World Cup women's World Cup moments compilation on like YouTube, but I'm like the World Cup. There's only 8.
How did Mia Hamm do?
Yeah. She did great. They won.
I think she played a total of like 5 minutes.
Yeah, she
and
was
like
the stoppage.
I think it was like against Denmark.
Didn't
so.
Harry Kane do something similar? Harry Kane
way
played
back.
Goalie.
Yeah. I don't remember the details.
They throw the striker
it,
in there. They're like, you're tall, I think.
Janine Becky on Canada had to do it in, I want to say, the Pan American Games in 2015.
You are coming with these stats. I love that.
Yeah,
and
dude.
She
do we have another stat?
The first
stat
thing
Danny?
She had to face was a free kick, which went right through her hands. It was like, it was like with
ouch.
1 minute left. I think, I forget who they were playing, but Canada
no.
was up
very
5-0 or something. And they...
Did you say very Canadian?
Because she gave the other team a goal.
Sorry.
but yeah. I think it was Labe got red carded.
Oh, shit.
And
well, I'm happy that Ashlyn Harris can. It feels like because you know what, she's a huge part of this.
Yeah.
Team.
Yeah. Of course.
They all work together, but that's hard, man. Like everybody got minutes, which is great. Jill Ellis did great about that. Even Tierna, I saw Tierna Davidson play.
You're part of the team. It's just, you gotta be a professional about it, yeah.
There's an argument that she pushes Nair to be better.
Sure, you know, of course.
Yeah, and Adriana deserved a call-up, too. She's so good for Portland.
For sure.
So that's always fun. The president never tweeted about the women's national team winning the World Cup, but body double extraordinaire Melania Trump tweeted congratulating them, but she tagged the U.S. Olympic team instead of the U.S. women's national team. Like, the general U.S., it's like U.S. at U.S. sports or something. Yeah. Classic.
Keeping with the, you know, because he tagged the wrong Megan Rapinoe.
That's right.
Did he?
So he when she had her whole "I'm not going to the fucking White House" thing, he tweeted some poor like unknown girl whose last name is spelled R A P I N O.
Fierce.
Oh my god.
And then
phenomenal. Also thinks she's black. Great.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg is just one of the many to speak out for equal pay in an Instagram video where he promptly mentions that the men's team hasn't done shit or gotten out of the round of 16, and now that will be my prayer at night every time before I go to bed. I'll be like, men's team hasn't done shit. He basically pointed out the men's team, when they win a World Cup, they make $500K each, and when the women win the World Cup, they make $90K each.
Yeah.
He said, pay these women! And I'm gonna
Snoop Dogg says so.
I'm gonna try to click it in here. He's also posted a second video where he's tired of the bottle cap challenge, and I'm like, me too.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Me too, fuck this shit.
After Slothan did it.
And I think he said something like, this is my challenge, pick up the phone and call somebody! Like, I don't know, it was really funny. So yeah, Snoop Doggy Dog, right here, in the mix.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, a Fox News reporter was at a bar reporting on the Women's World Cup final when fans in the background started a "fuck Trump" chant.
Amazing.
And what a wild ride that was for the anchorman, who at first thought they were chanting for the USA. So he's like, you can hear them now. And then when he realizes what they're saying, he's like, so
he froze for a legitimate second.
It was,
what do you do, right? You're just,
he was caught in it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. There's no escape from that one.
They should also be given gold medals. Everyone in that crowd that started that chant. Like, I mean, come on. This is something we should be doing everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to see some of that tomorrow at the parade.
Oh, God, yeah.
Trump. Only for Fox News.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be everywhere. I tried to apply for press passes. They haven't responded, which is mean. But also, like, Niall's like, oh, I'm going to wear my firefighter uniform and I'll see if I can get you into, like, a better area. And I was like, they're going to think we're a terrorist. You can't use your city worker uniform
to
get
much,
me past
sure.
security
that, yeah.
closer to the women I love. Like, it's just not a good look. But we'll see. Maybe
we'll
I will.
Maybe.
This will be incriminating evidence, if anything. All right. Pogba and Jesse Lingard appear to be fighting in practice. I don't know.
Sure.
That's the last thing I've ever
heard. Everyone hates Pogba.
You know what?
Right now.
Yeah. I would be fighting them too. Yeah. It's very hot.
It's a French tradition to fight in
practice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Pogba. They're both trying to leave. Lingard's trying to go to Juve somewhere, and Pogba's.
Everyone's trying to leave that mess, dude.
What? Why would you try to fight with someone who's trying to leave? Just try to get
They're
out of there.
They're both trying to leave because they have to be at practice, and apparently they hate training. All right, let's just get to it. We're only here to talk about the Women's World Cup.
On our shirts, we got four stars. On our shirts, we got
This is the biggest one.
The cup of the year. We did it, y'all. Danny was there in the flesh. Tell us all about it. What was it like?
Oh, it was amazing. So I was there for both semifinal matches and the final. I skipped the third place match, but
suck it, England.
So did England.
Yes. Gary Neville said it was unimportant or something.
He said it was a nonsense match.
A nonsense match.
Yeah,
except
the,
when
before
they won
the
it.
Match, right? He was like,
before
this
the
is important.
Yeah, he
really
said that after
this
they
thing.
Lost. Yeah, but that's a whole different thing. It was amazing. I mean, I think so. I was at the 2015 World Cup, and I wasn't there for the final. I was there for the semi, and there I thought it was, you know, there were so many Americans because it was so close, right? The final, the semifinal was in Montreal, and so I thought this time it wasn't going to be nearly as many. But I mean, started the semifinal, like, American fans totally outnumbered the English fans, which is shocking.
Since England's like a boop,
it's
an
over,
easy, a pebble's throw.
It's an easy flight, you know, easy to get last minute tickets. You know, Americans, we had to plan ahead, and I mean, it was filled with American jerseys.
That's great.
Yeah, really great environment. The Outlaws threw parties before. I only went to the parties before the final.
You went to the Outlaws parties?
Yeah,
they're so fun. We
they're
went to
so
one before
fun.
The Chile game. We had a great time.
And also, it's just like an environment where everyone's just like willing to talk to each other.
Yes.
It's like this very like un-American thing, right? To be to start like talking to strangers.
Also,
but,
the most American thing I've ever
right,
been at.
Too.
Like, it couldn't have. It was like Target threw up on the American Outlaws party, and everybody was dressed like a bald eagle and draped in a flag. It was literally the most excessive American.
Do we have burgers and hot dogs?
Yeah, there were. I mean, the one that I went to, they were selling burgers.
Oh yeah,
beer
so much beer.
Bud Light,
and, like a live band and a DJ that's playing Lil Nas X. It was very American.
Wow.
The one I was at sold Heineken. So slightly less American.
Oh no, we had like fancy draft beer. It was very expensive. It was in Paris.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome environment.
So fun.
Yeah. But I mean, both games were tense in their own way.
I couldn't breathe. So I can't believe you watched that England game. I literally couldn't breathe through the England game.
Yeah. And I mean, also, it was the first game that I had been to live where there was VAR. And so I wasn't really focused on how you get so confused when you're not watching it on TV. I didn't realize that, like, I had no idea when they were reviewing the second Ellen White goal that they were reviewing it to be called back.
I just thought
it was slow to restart. I thought the ref. Yeah. I thought maybe there was a substitution happening.
Oh my god!
And then all of a sudden, they flash on the screen, no goal. You're just kind of like, oh my god, what? Like,
they don't flash like a VAR on the
for that one. They didn't when they reviewed the penalty. Mm-hmm. When Sauerbrunn took down. I think it was Ellen White.
About that. Oh my god, what a game that was!
That was the final.
Yeah. That would they. Eventually flashed, like, VAR reviewing possible penalty. But, so that was when people were like, oh, crap.
Was it weird for the game's momentum? Like, on TV, it's, like, fine. So you can turn to people. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We expect TV to stop and go. But for some reason, when I'm at a game, like, the energy, just does it just die? Or are people just chatting? I don't understand.
No, I think it stayed really tense. Good. I think, we had VAR moments in both USA games, both for penalties.
I know. We got a lot of penalties this summer.
We did. We got some calls that favor
and
us.
So for in the semifinal, there when they were reviewing the England penalty, it was very tense. It was very quiet because it was, I think, the 80th minute and we were up 2-1.
Mm-hmm. It was close.
I actually texted a friend, like, I didn't see it, you know, or I didn't get a good look at it. Was there a penalty? And he responded, like, not a chance in hell. Is this going to be a penalty? It's like, okay, cool. I turned to everyone around me. I was like, don't worry, guys. My friend who's watching on TV.
Your friend just says
there's no way there's going to be a penalty.
And then, of course,
she points to the spot.
Yeah.
Why did he choose her to take that? I'll never get over that.
Choose Houghton?
Yeah.
So Paris had taken the first three.
Yeah.
And she missed two of them, I think. She throughout the tournament, she had taken three PKs and only scored one. So I think the consensus was there was no way that Nikita Paris should take it.
Sure.
Which I agree
with.
What about Ellen White? I think is kind of the argument.
She has a monster finish under so much pressure. Yeah. She should take one.
I mean, Houghton is a center back, but she did used to be a more attacking player.
Yeah.
She was a midfielder and then she was a left back
for
a little while.
That was a weak-ass penalty.
It was a weak penalty.
It was really bad.
It was almost so bad that Nair almost overdove it.
Yeah,
right?
she almost missed it.
And that's how bad it was. Yeah. That it was almost so bad that it was good.
She was absolutely shocked to see it in her arms. She's like, okay, great.
Yeah.
I did it. And then everyone came over and she was like, go.
Yeah.
Push up.
But that, at that point, the stadium like exploded.
I can't imagine.
It was insane. And you know that was the moment where I think the US fans really started to say, okay, we're gonna win this game, because
yeah, you can't come back from
you
that.
Know yeah you can't. And then Millie Bright got the red card. What, two
That's
minutes later
right.
3 minutes later
well, they were playing very choppy. I made some jokes on Twitter because I was like, ugh, you know, these England players really need to learn how to handle themselves, and like, what would we tell our children? So disgraceful, the behavior. Like, so choppy. Like, I'd handle losing like a graceful sportsman-like player. Because they were really getting angry. And I get it.
You have to. You're
salty
down.
Yeah.
You gotta start.
I'll still never get over Julie Ertz going up to, was it a French player, being like, you did your best.
Did she do that?
Yes. Yeah. At the end of the game, she was like, you can see it, you mouthing at her. She shakes her hand. She's like, you did your best.
Oh, I totally missed that.
You did your best.
Julie,
she's massive.
I don't know. What did you say, though? I think that was fine.
No, you have to be like, great game. You did your best? That's like being, oh, sweetie, you did your best.
I would have said that, too.
Your best wasn't good enough, was it? You did your best.
It feels kind of savage to me.
It's savage.
Does it?
It's
savage. I don't know. I'm on a different side of this.
Okay.
Like, if someone told me that, I'd be like, thanks. Yeah, I did.
Right. We talked earlier a little bit before we started recording about Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not sure it should have been the host city. I get it. It's just not as central, easy to get to as Paris. A lot of people had flight issues getting to Lyon. Lyon was a more expensive place to get to.
Yeah.
And less accommodations. And the public transportation is not up to par. I read that people were having a hard time getting to the games, like you were saying, like really stuck in shuttles were not air conditioned, as you mentioned.
So there was a tram that went from a train station directly to the stadium. one time, at least one time I took it, it wasn't air conditioned. It was really hot in Leo.
Yeah.
It was
hot.
Upwards of 90 degrees, jeez. Which I'm sure you had when you were...
No, we... Oh, no? It was okay. Like lovely and temperate okay. spring in Paris. No, it really was. I heard it was all throughout France. I wore like a jean jacket the yeah. entire trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I came home and then the heat wave hit and I was like, bye-bye. I am sad I didn't buy... So when I was faced with buying the World Cup tickets, they mm-hmm. released them and I was like, okay, I got it online. I saw that there was like 150 for both semifinal and final, right? Yeah. Is that what it was? And I was like, okay, I don't really love Lyon. I've been yeah. when I was younger and I was like, that's okay. And I love Paris and I could make like a trip out of the Paris or and go to mm-hmm. Nice or whatever, but I don't want to go just to Lyon and fly back. It's expensive. Right. Plus, what if the women don't make it to the semifinal? Right. And then I'm just like, I couldn't bet on it. So I was like, okay, I'll just go see group stage games. And now I'm so mad at myself.
Yeah. Well, so there were clearly a lot of people there for the semis and the final who took the risks thinking they would see their teams. I saw so many France jerseys, so many Germany jerseys, saw a few Canada jerseys, saw a lot of Christine Sinclair jerseys specifically.
I was going to say Canada, really. Which that was, a, that, was, really
that, was a bold, that was a bold...
Bold take, thing. Canada. Y'all really think.
Saw Germany, France. Saw a lot of Australian jerseys. Wow, clearly they thought
just because of Sam Kerr, but they like dumped their coach like a couple months ago.
Yeah, the writing was on the wall for them going into the tournament.
Yeah, but it wasn't looking great for yeah. Aussies.
But a lot of Aussie jerseys.
Interesting. So people just had to just fly in blind. Yeah, did a lot of people buy their tickets last minute?
Did a lot of people buy?
Do you know of anybody who did?
I mean, I sold a ticket last minute to an American woman.
Did you make good money?
I made decent money.
Good for you. Those quarterfinal tickets against France were going for $11,000.
Yeah, so...
$11,000? Mm-hmm. Jeez.
I sold a ticket to the final for... I mean, they weren't great seats, but for, I think, €300.
Yes. So,
nice.
That was very decent of you. I would have raised the price.
It's a good flip.
I tried to raise the price, nice. And then no one was buying it. And then I lowered it right before the game, and somebody bought it.
Smart.
So,
nice. Smart. That final was really exciting. I thought it was more competitive than I gave the Dutch credit mm-hmm. for, but I think that's mostly thanks to their keeper, yes. Vinindal? Vinindal.
I believe is her name.
She made amazing saves. It was 0-0 for the first half. Reckless tackle in the box, so on Alex Morgan, who was, you know, just knocked around this whole tournament, led to a penalty kick that Rapinoe took and scored. Then Rose Lavelle took it upon herself to dribble half the field and score. My girl, she really showed up. I have never seen this from her.
I always
the last couple
her.
Games.
I always knew she's good.
Lavelle?
Yeah, I was mad at her. I already told you this. I was mad because I went to go see the U.S. play England in the Shibley's Cup in 2017.
Oh, I was mm-hmm. at that game.
And I think that was Rose Lavelle's first cap.
Yeah.
And Tobin Heath wasn't playing. I was like, that's Tobin Heath's position. I would like you to leave now.
Because Jill tried to play her as a left winger for
that's
a
right.
while.
She was... Tried. And I was like, this is the worst thing. I was really upset. I stayed in the cold. Mm-hmm. And she didn't look that great. So I was like, who's this? So skinny, so white. Yeah. And I didn't like it. But she's really grown on me. She's obviously, matured, she's now a fucking star. And Tobin Heath still gets to play. So we're all winning there. It's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
Win.
I remember Lavelle when she was on the youth teams. She was in the 2014 U20 World Cup. And
nice.
The U.S. kind of crashed and burned to that tournament. But she was seen as, like, the bright spot for
the
that.
The weird thing is, up-and-coming was, like, Mallory Pugh. Right. I remember, like, 2016. Yeah. She was, like, a big deal.
Yep.
She just didn't really deliver in this World Cup. When she was in, it wasn't... cohesive.
Their time's going to shine, though. I mean, all these older players are going to be...
She'll come.
Yeah.
Well, she's only... I feel like it's easy to feel like she's been around forever, but she's been 3 years.
She's like 21.
She's 21, not even.
I think she's exactly 21.
She had a beer on some of the stories.
So. I mean, it was illegal, and it was legal in France, but I read about it. She's 21.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they're the next gen, but I always think that... I think that expectations were placed on Mallory Pugh to be like the next Alex Morgan.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually more like maybe Rose Lavelle is like the next little star. Maybe not. Maybe it was just a good tournament
for her.
I agree.
I think it's Lavelle.
I don't know. Really exciting game. Golden Boot went to Megan Rapinoe. Though I will say 3 of her 6 goals were penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, an accomplishment, but
goals
is it?
Goals.
Yeah.
It's just like what happened with Harry Kane in the World Cup. Those were all penalties, and he won Golden Boot. And it's like,
all right. And her penalty in the final was not particularly well taken.
No.
It actually reminded me a lot of the Houghton one in the semifinal. It was low and kind of just to the keeper's left. She just got lucky that the keeper made zero decisions.
Yeah.
And so...
The only thing I will say is that it was expertly taken because Megan Rapinoe's other two penalties went to the keeper's right.
Right.
So she switched it.
Yeah.
And that's smart because the keeper didn't know which way to go and guessed too late. But yeah, I always think it's weird to include penalties in golden boot competitions.
I agree.
It's just because it takes so much more effort because you have like a 90% chance of winning, of scoring in that case. And it's so like not subjective. It's just like, oh, you take it, you know, and anyone could have taken those. But anyway, she did great. Good for her. She deserves it. Whatever. Silver boot went to Alex Morgan. 5 goals. Bronze boot went to Ellen White. Would have been golden boot if 2 of her goals didn't get recalled. And
right.
Can't help but love
what
it.
What comes after bronze? What's 4th?
Nothing.
Nothing?
So, my sister is a former competitive figure skater. Nice. Her competitions, 4th place used to be the pewter medal.
Love it.
Pewter
and then there was nothing for 5th.
I would choose that.
But the pewter medal was the thing. Pewter. So some sports have it.
Cool. All right. So they won pewter.
I don't think this is a sport that has it. No. I've never seen it anywhere else. But.
Golden glove went to Vinendal, which is great. Yes. Though I think the Chilean keeper could have gotten a little bit more credit. But
I agree with that.
I think she made it further. I think it's a little hard to give.
No, but Vinendal made great saves against Sweden. So yeah. I mean,
she made great saves.
So that's basically why she was there, and also the final
and goal, really good saves against Japan in the round of 16.
That's right. I forgot that whole side of the bracket didn't get as much love from me.
Yeah,
or anyone really. Most it was boring. People.
That's why everyone's like, "Oh, Netherlands is sleeping on them."
Well, especially once Germany got out. I think people slept on it because everyone assumed Germany would get out of that side.
They
of the bracket.
Didn't look as strong to me as everybody always assumes Germany is going to be because they've won before. But I was like, Germany look okay. I have a hot take. I don't think Megan Rapinoe should have gotten the golden ball. I love the symbolism. It's a little controversial considering what Rose Lavelle brought to the table, or Crystal Dunn, who played out of position and literally carried the U.S. backline to the next level. Lucy Bronze had nowhere to go against France. That whole right wing was totally shut down. So,
Who got the most assists in the World Cup?
I think it was Megan Rapinoe. I think Rapinoe. That's why she got it.
I think going back to your point earlier, I mean, so many of her goals were penalty kicks. Yeah. I thought Rapinoe looked a little rough in the early stages. I think it was in the Sweden game.
Something to write about, I guess. But she has experience. She played.
She led the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
She definitely stepped into the Abby Wambach role.
Totally.
Yep.
But then with almost even more, I didn't think she was replaceable Abby Wambach as far as energy for the team. They really needed a leader.
Yeah.
But I think she even kind of excelled past Abby in that she's also a political figurehead for women's rights, and she's outspoken, but she walks the walk, talks the talk, she does everything she says she's gonna do. And I think they just were I think it was a symbolic thing for her. I don't think it was based on merit of play, because said Rose Lavelle would have, and not just for that Meg, she contributed.
So you think they did it as a symbolic gesture, is not a reflection of how they
I think they chose the assist, but they were this makes sense, the most sense, because she's the face of U.S. soccer at this point.
I also think that FIFA, for the women's tournament, puts less effort into picking a golden ball winner than they do in the men's tournament. If you look at, I think, the past...
Morgan Bryan won it in 2015. Didn't she?
No, Lloyd
did. Lloyd
did.
Morgan
Bryan won best player at the CONCACAF Championship.
I remember that.
But if you look at, I think it's 5 of the last 6 or something. I don't remember the exact number, but a lot of times at the Women's World Cup, the golden boot winner is the one who wins golden ball. It happened in 2011.
Lazy.
It's very lazy decision making. It happened in 2011 with.
Doesn't really happen on the men's side, right?
No, it never happens on the men's side. But I think in 99, 03, 07, and 11, the golden ball and the golden boot winner were the same. And in 2015, Lloyd won the golden ball, but she got the silver boot just on a tiebreaker.
Who got the golden boot in 2015?
Celia Sasic from Germany, who has since retired.
Also, I've been talking to people, and they're, really mad at Hope Solo for, shitting on the team.
Why?
I don't think she said anything. From what I watch her coverage or why I read her tweets, she's
people
just,
will be mad at us. All the shit that we said about the team before.
Yeah, I know. They're
in.
Just, she'll just, make criticisms of, the way Jill Ellis is running it, or, lineups, or she'll say, she was one of the ones that was convinced France would beat us.
Yeah.
So was I.
It's, she's not allowed
I'm glad I was wrong.
First of all, she's a disgruntled ex-employee. She's allowed to say whatever the folk she wants. You're just lucky she didn't come in. Guns a-blazing. She was let go for saying Sweden were cowards, and Ashley Harris is over here being like, we're fucking winners!
Yeah.
The times have changed as far as what's acceptable. They're just looking for an excuse to let her go.
Hope Solo's going to be the manager one day.
I would love...
She's going to be the manager one day.
That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing.
Calling it right here. Remember my words.
Anyway, the women have not stopped partying since they won the World Cup. I highly, highly recommend following Ashlyn Harris. We talked about it earlier. Allie Long and Alex Morgan, because they are extremely lit, Highlights include, but are not limited to, Ashlyn dancing on a bar saying, I'm a white girl dancing on a bar and I hate it. And Julie Ertz dabbing. Dab.
Julie Ertz dabbing.
In the back. Julie Ertz can dance.
Alex Morgan twerking.
Really twerk, but no, she tried.
She tried.
It's a good attempt.
And it was a good effort.
Yeah. I had a good laugh. Yeah.
They were so good. Sorry, excuse me. Dad, I'm recording.
Hey, Dad.
Nervioso de qué? Okay, I didn't fall down a manhole. Bye, Dad.
Hi, Mr. Neville.
Jesus, my mom, ¿dónde estás? I'm busy.
Is that that your mom said?
Yeah, it's like I didn't answer one time.
Where are you?
I live across the country. They don't need to know where I am. All right, sorry. We're continuing. Guys, okay. The ticker tape parade is tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. in the Canyon of Heroes, or today, I guess. You missed
today.
It.
You missed it. Bye. Sunday.
You missed it. But I'll be there.
Oh. Yeah, I was there.
We were there.
You had your chance. It was well publicized. Yeah, this is how you're finding out.
The mayor's office tweeted.
Now onto the sad version of this tournament, or as Twitter like to call it, the free shot the bartender gives you at the end of the night when you're planning on leaving. The Gold
Whoa,
Cup
who
final.
Who said that?
Someone said like the Gold Cup final after Women's World Cup is like that shot the bartender gives
that,
you.
That last
yeah.
call shot?
Yeah, when you're like, I was actually already going to go. They're like, it's free. And you're like, ugh, and it's gross.
Well, so when I was at the Outlaws party before the game, they said, you know, so the bar where the pregame party was, they said, you know, once we win, they said when. I don't like to jinx it. I would have said if. But
yeah, that's
so you guys can come back here and we're going to have a celebration party. And everyone started cheering and they said, and then in the middle of the night, we're going to watch our men win the Gold Cup. And there was, like, a cheer that was distinctly quieter. Like, it was, like... I mean, everyone was
obsessed.
Everyone was kind of like, I mean, maybe, like... It was also 5 a.m.
Yeah,
time,
it was also...
Or 3 a.m.
Sunday. So people were like... So I'm going to assume it was like, and then we're going to win the World Cup. And everyone's like, yeah. And then we're going to come back here and party. Woo! And then we're going to watch the men's game.
Yeah, it was some people gave them a cheer, but it was 3 a.m. I mean, most people were leaving the next day. It was like,
yeah, it's a work week at Oz, and you know, I'm glad you didn't stay up.
I did not stay up. I lasted about until 1 a.m. at the celebration.
Oh
party.
Yeah, but, I mean that's then, a long
and
day.
Then, and then son. Yeah, and
did any of us watch that game?
I did.
No,
I did too.
Yeah, did any of us? So two of us watched it.
Two of three.
And yeah, two of three.
If it had not been a time zone thing, I
listen,
would have,
yeah, yeah, U.S. Yeah. Men's National Team versus Mexico was the game no one but CONCACAF asked for in a tournament that essentially doesn't matter. We lost. Listen,
what do we get out of it? Confederations Cup? Cool.
No, we don't even get that.
No, because you have to still play someone yeah. to get to the Confederations
Well, because...
Cup.
Blows.
Well, because so the way the Gold Cup works is you have to win it twice, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
It's because it's every 2 years and not every four.
It's too many. There's too many Gold
Cups. So if Mexico wins in 2019, they get the Confederations Cup spot.
Okay,
if,
so...
If anyone else wins, Mexico...
They have to play Mexico.
They'll have to play Mexico. Okay. We had to do that in 2015.
So we're not 15. Even 15. In
2017.
2017.
We're not even in the equation
it.
Then.
We didn't get to go, right?
No, we didn't get to go. We lost that
if
game
in
extra
time. If we win the Gold Cup in 2019, we can still go.
But we would have to beat Mexico
to
in a
in a
standoff game.
In 2019.
Standalone game.
In 2019, if we win the Gold Cup. It's 2019.
Yeah, it is.
In 2021.
That's why I'm confused.
Sorry, wow.
Yeah.
In 2021. Okay. I was with you. I was like, yeah. It's 2017.
I was so lost.
We're fine. In 2021, we're going to win the Gold Cup.
We're not, but that's cool.
No. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I think that this is a team I think maybe this is a team that can win the Gold Cup in 2021.
We could have won the Gold Cup.
Our U20s did well. If they have a good 2 years.
If the right people actually answer the call.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong again.
Listen, we could have won this Gold Cup. It wasn't out of reach. We lost 1-0.
No, we
lost 1-0 and Altidore had that miss.
How did we not finish our opportunities, though? There were so many.
Shocking.
That was
the worst. It was like when Tobin dribbled up the field for... She'd rather get Megs than score.
That was you mean in the final?
Yeah.
That was the quintessential Tobin Heath
she
play.
Was
where like
I just kinda wanna dribble.
Yeah. I forget exactly the sequence, but she had like, you know, she
took
she found herself in space, she took on a defender, beat her defender, and then everyone was cheering wildly for her, and then she tried to do like one more fancy thing, and everyone was like, oh Tobin.
I think why do you do this? Wanna think that she doesn't care much for personal glory. And then she was just like, no, I genuinely think she was like running down the clock.
She's just having a good time.
Yeah. I think
she's just having a good time.
I think she was holding up play for someone else to join her up there instead of taking a shitty shot that might have turned into a counter.
Sure.
Since they weren't really in a position to be giving up like goals. But it was a confusing, not hubris thing to do. Like, to just, like, dribble up there and be like, well, I guess I'll just chill. Yeah. I saw a GIF that was, like, Tobin Heath is just, like, and it's someone just, like, dribbling a ton, like, with the basketball. Like, dribble, 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 dribble.
Yeah.
Not doing anything else, but just dribble, dribble.
That's always been my thing with Tobin.
So, it wasn't her best move. But anyway, back to the men. Listen.
There's so many good players,
Not much to report. Pulisic was fine. It's very good.
Yeah, the Mexican
one best
young player. And he looked so unimpressed with his trophy. He was like, what the fuck is this? Well, I mean, also, did anyone see the ceremony for the trophies and medals? They made them
I tuned out.
There were these two lines. You know how at the end of ASO you did the tunnel with the parents? Woo!
Yeah. No.
It was like two lines of Mexican players and all the Americans had to like walk through it.
The U.S. women did that for the Netherlands.
While they were like... Yeah, yeah, I guess maybe that's a thing. It didn't look great for the men.
That would piss me off.
It would the men were mad.
Yeah.
The men were not happy with the
situation. I would not do that.
The game was a little bit heated, too. A Mexican player literally choke-held Weston McKennie.
Choke-held, yeah.
And the ref was literally looking right at it. No cards. I mean, he had his hands
Sometimes you gotta let them just work it out.
Yeah. And another Mexican player, purposely fell on top, knees first, onto Jose Altidore's back. And then straddled him. And then Weston McKennie came over trying to beat that guy up.
Remember that early play, like 3 minutes in, he had that dribble and he cut back in?
We're talking about it. It was a gorgeous cut. We were like, that top heavy man can make that kind of cut.
But how do you not finish that?
And then you can't. And then, his body is literally built to shoot the ball, like, because he's so big.
Yeah.
And then. But he's not built for that kind of, like, depth.
It's like, let me place it instead.
Wait, this is Josie?
He has this most incredible, like, change of direction and, like, little quick ball movement, and then he can't just smash it in?
No.
Sure. Yeah. This is what you're here for.
Yeah, take the keeper's head off if you have to.
I mean, the goal should have tumbled over like our goals do.
Even Pulisic, though, early on, minute one, when he dribbled in.
But that one's a tougher angle because the keeper has you on the near post. So he tried to go near post. He should. That's the fucked up part. But there was also somebody who had a ball and should have made the pass to Pulisic, who was like, I'm right.
Areola.
Well, we don't love Paul Areola.
And then he also had that shot where you turn on the keeper.
Yeah.
It went wide. My guy.
I feel like that's Josie's national team experience, though. He always, you know, it's like, you know, for a while he was there as a forward because he held up play, but not because he scored.
But he
doesn't even do that. Yeah. But then it was like,
he does it
scores.
Okay now. He still holds up play.
Not well enough.
He's always missing, like, one part of his game. Yeah, he's never been the complete product.
We need someone else to kind of come in and take over.
He's not going to be at the next World Cup, so it's fine. No. Guillermo Ochoa was incredible, though.
He made a bunch of dope saves.
He is so underrated. I will stand him till the end of time. I love his curly hair. I think he's a nice guy. He never gets in anybody's face. I never see that man overreact. He's just doing his job.
He's very composed. Yeah.
I still think his 2014 World Cup game against Brazil was one of the best goalkeeping.
He was amazing. Like, and people only talk about Tim Howard in that World Cup. I'm like, let's talk more about Ochoa.
Ochoa, that game for Ochoa was, I think, one of the best goalkeeping.
I remember
that. Hot take. Yes. Your teammate, David Oscos,
thinks
Corona is a better keeper than Ochoa.
That's incorrect.
Ooh, no.
And he can take
that. That is incorrect, they say. David Oscos, to him.
I will talk to David.
That Mexican goal.
That's not correct.
That Mexican goal was sick. A back heel, like no look back heel to Jonathan Dos Santos, one touching it off balance and it goes perfectly into the corner.
Dude, doesn't that give you like chills back to when Giovanni Dos Santos chipped it and it went into the post and in?
But I'm just happy for Jonathan. He's getting out of his brother's shadow. He deserves this.
Like for a second, yeah.
Chill, bro. Jonathan's great.
It'll happen.
Yeah, respect him. Sure. Respect this man. Respect. Okay. Greg Berhalter saw that we were down 1-0 and subbed a left back in. So
great.
This is a great MLS system. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I mean,
put in Lovitz. Is that his name?
Is it Lovitz? I tuned out, girl.
He's like, I think what I'll do is...
When it was 80-something minute, I was like, this is it for me.
Something that happened in the women's tournament, too. I don't know if you guys saw the Canada-Sweden game that knocked Canada out.
I did.
Canada was down 1-0, and in the 84th minute, their coach subbed in two defenders.
Okay.
And it's like, what are you going for here? Like...
This is
coaching logic that just totally defies me. I think sometimes you think, like, better defenders will allow midfielders to push forward or something. No. I don't know. I don't get it
at all. Maybe he was just trying to psych out Tata. Like, whoa, different. But yeah, defender.
But Berhalter did the same thing.
Yeah. You're down 1-0 in a final. So, like, nothing matters. Goal differential doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. If they score on you again, you were already losing.
We should have signed Tata as our coach. We would have won this thing.
Oh, my God. Tata and his little assistants, they're such uncles. It was so cute. They were such cute Mexican uncles. They were jazzed as fuck, like these old chubby Mexican uncles.
We could have had Mexican uncles on our bench.
I loved them. I loved them. They were so lit. I was happy for Mexico, to be honest. I think, aesthetically, the U.S. women winning the World Cup is like, woohoo! And the men winning a gold cup would have been like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
That would have just been like, oh, cool. We got two cups in a day.
Mexicans.
That's the only thing that would have been nice about it. Like, I don't think...
I'm not feeling patriotic about the men's World Cup. The men's national team.
I mean, I think there's also... Well, there are two things about that. One, they're in this, like, very long rebuilding phase. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the goal should be to win tournaments like this. It should be to get the right players' minutes. But also,
and
I mean...
qualified to the next World Cup.
I don't remember, like... I have trouble remembering, like, which gold cups we won and which gold cups we didn't. Like, I know... I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that we lost the last one. We lost the last one after the 2014 World Cup. I remember watching that gold cup very closely. Was it 2015?
2015. Mm-hmm.
And we made it... We lost to Jamaica, didn't we? In the semis?
That was 2017, I believe. One of those two.
Did we win the gold cup in 2015?
I think we won in 2015 and then lost in the semis to Jamaica.
Did we win? Well, we came off in 2014. We were feeling lit about the men. I remember being like, we got out of the group of death. Jurgen Klinsmann's a boss, and we won.
Oh yeah, I was actually optimistic.
We won the gold cup. I was like, here we fucking go.
And we won in 2013. Yeah, because we won 2013 and 2015. So I remember thinking, like, oh, this region is ours now. Yeah.
Right.
Well, deal with it, Mexico.
Jesus. Deal with it. And then things went south during qualifying in the 2017 era.
They sure did.
And then they fired Jurgen Klinsmann, which we're all like, maybe we shouldn't have done that.
That moment on, I was like,
when they fired Klinsmann?
Yep.
See, I was really into that idea. I was like, Klinsmann's a mess.
Yeah, you guys were. I was.
I was pro firing Klinsmann.
Well, you know, I was pro firing Jill Ellis too. I was like, you need to stop messing with. I have to eat crow on that. I was wrong. She's a good manager. But for a while, I was like, girl, what you doing? Like,
gotta let them try to experiment. You
why?
Know, figure things out. That's how
if
that
it
works.
Ain't broke, don't fix it.
I gotta think about the next generation, girl.
Jurgen was doing some weird shit.
I was all about it.
Yeah.
All about the all weird about shit.
I had a love-hate relationship with Jurgen, as I do with Ellis, where it's the weird shit. I you know, sometimes I'm kind of like, well, might as well try it.
It's a good thing we weren't
like,
friends.
Why are you doing this? What?
It's a good thing we weren't friends back then.
Oh, yeah, at least true. Crystal Dunn, that was a good weird thing for her to do. I'm starting to recognize.
No, that was good. Yeah. But, I mean, do you remember when Ellis tried to play Allie Long as a center back?
Yes.
That
to me still stands out. It's like
sometimes
one I can of kind of weirdest... see that now, though.
I
now
love Allie Long. No, she's older. Messy. I love Allie Long. She probably shouldn't have been on this roster.
I agree.
No, she played really good.
I mean, she played.
She barely like played in this tournament, but leading up to it, she was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, especially when you look at the
players
that didn't make
it. Didn't we lose the She Believes Cup this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were panicked. We were like, what's this pup for if it's not to just buoy our spirits? I didn't pay for this shit to go watch them lose.
Yeah. I think Ellis is saved by the fact that our talent pool is so deep that she can make bad roster decisions.
Yeah.
Like, taking Allie Long over, like, a McCall Zerboni or over Danielle Colaprica. Huh. I think that, like, that can cover the fact that she's making bad decisions. SB Nation had a really good article about this.
I did see that, I think.
Where about how, like, it doesn't really matter who's coaching the women's team because the talent pool is so deep that you can take the wrong players and you can put them in the wrong positions.
Oh, wow.
And they'll still kind of find a way
to figure it out.
They won't necessarily win the World Cup, you know. Ellis needs to do stuff like that, but they'll make the quarters.
My thing is, like, if...
you can't do that.
I saw something posted. I don't remember what her name is, and I'm so sorry. She's a Latin journalist, but she was like, cool, so proud of the Women's World Cup. Now can we talk about the fact there are no Latin women on the roster all? Why is that?
Why did she say that? That's a bit
right
too
after
soon.
They won.
A bit too soon.
It's not too soon. It's the perfect time to point that out. Is when it? Are you going to point that out, Steven?
Well, I mean,
later,
why later? Who cares? This is the point.
Yeah.
The point is that it's not a diverse team at all. And the point of
it's
not Jill Ellis's decision. It's the point of, like, the way that the system is built. And it's incorrect. And, yeah, pay them equally, but also let's give people a chance.
I'm just saying, it's going to get drowned out with some other things like equal pay.
Right, yeah.
And then, like, the, like, Rapinoe stuff. Like, wait till that kind of sort of subdues them.
It's
then,
not about drowning out. Yeah. I agree. It's not going to take precedence.
Yeah,
I just think it's important
precedence.
That people
yeah.
need to
it's important.
Start saying
I just
it because nobody
like,
talks about it.
Like, no, maybe wait a little, Saul, you know.
I think that's a debate that comes down to how our youth teams are picked.
Yeah.
Because we're not sourcing.
It's more of a youth issue,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just... Because we get players that are filtered through the youth system, right?
Oh, yeah. It all has to do with pay-to-play. It has nothing to do with the coaching
Everything
stuff.
Has to do with pay-to-play. Yeah. I mean, you're not sourcing the right players. For
yeah.
I mean, I think at the last Youth World Cup... Oh, God, I'm totally blanking on her name. But we had a player who... is of Latin descent. I don't know specifically the nationality. Villacorta is her last name. Viviana Villacorta. And
oh,
she wasn't in the system, but she was scouted by UCLA, and it was only because UCLA found her that our national team found her.
That's
and
the
it's
problem.
Like, it's so, like...
Well, we don't have any scouts, right?
We don't have any scouts.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Problem.
We talked to Yael Everbrook. She was like, we go to this camp.
Yeah.
If you're invited.
Combine. Yep.
And the combine, and you just like kind of...
And in order to get invited, you have to pay for...
Yeah, and then there's like a camp and another camp. After the best of those camp, go to that camp, and it's like, that's how it works.
Yeah, just a lot of sacrifices need to be made, I'm sure, and not everyone can afford to do that.
It's totally... Yeah. And it's the same with our men's team, right? We just don't...
Yep.
We're not actually seeking out the talent.
No.
We're waiting for them to, like, come to us with their riches and their time.
The thing is, there's a lot more resources. You have clubs from Europe coming in here and you know, stamping their feet into the youth scene.
Well, that's why our team is getting better.
Picked up.
As we like to shit on them, I mean, like... No, Pulisic's way more sophisticated player than we've ever had.
Oh, and then you have the other kid at Dortmund, the 16-year-old that's up and coming, too.
Right.
Alex whatever, I forget his name. Gio something.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but we've got all these kids that are out there we don't know about yet, but they're up and coming stars, and that's great.
Yeah,
but
Weston was actually really impressive in this Gold Cup. Right. Weston's really good.
Yeah, no, the
underrated
Weston's really
Schalke player.
He's going to get much better. He's only got a long way to
also,
go.
Also, you got to remember,
Areola,
Timmy Weah was playing for U20s. So
I would have loved to have seen him in the World Cup.
And I would have liked to see John Brooks and like some of the like more... Where's my boy Julian Green? He's just never going to be on the roster again. Is he
done so? It's not in Belhalter's plan.
He's hanging out with
Freddie. But he's better than Jossie Zardes.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Bobby Wood, where's my boy? Is he injured?
Bobby Wood would have made that bicycle kick.
Bobby Wood would have made the first goal.
The Jossie Zardes goal that was
the one that hit him on the head.
The one that hit it, that like accidentally hit him in the face, was... one of my favorite things.
FIFA glitch.
That was one of my favorite men's national teams.
That was like glitch in a way.
Because granted, there haven't been very good things coming out of the men's national team, but that shit was hilarious.
My favorite was the celebration.
I mean, it's like...
My eye.
It was... I mean, it hit him square in the face.
He was like looking, and it went boom!
It was a riot.
And it was like, a rocket
and I've
shot.
I've never been a particularly big Zardes fan, so like, I think I just like felt a little vindicated in the sense that like... He's just not
Did he have
good.
A black eye in the next
you
black
know,
and blue eye?
I'm not sure what happened to him. I remember when his breakout year was in 2014... When did Galaxy won the last MLS Cup?
That was 14.
Landon
that was
Donovan.
14.
So that year, Jossie was up for Golden Boot. He didn't win. I think someone else won, but he was like up there. I think Thierry Henry was still in the league. So, or like Bradley. It was like Bradley Wright Phillips again.
Sure.
But him and Landon Donovan worked really well together. Landon's a great distributor. He was older, so he didn't want to do the running. Jossie Zardes was very fit, and he had a hell of a finish. He didn't have a great touch, still doesn't, but he had a hell of a finish, so we were like, holy shit, this kid is something. And he was young, and he was new to the team, and like I said, he just had the confidence, and he could just, if he got the ball, it was going in the net. I don't know what happened to him. He's like really lost that confidence over time, and he just doesn't have, occasionally he'll have a great finish, but like, that's what we had him up there for. It wasn't for like his finesse, it was just to be a striker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what he, I mean... But where's the challenge, right? He's playing the same people every year.
Well, he just, I think that was like going to be his breakout year, but then he was inconsistent and no one ever picked him up to go anywhere else.
Right. Like there's
some of the shots.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't pick him up.
No.
I guess you just sort of plateau in your development. That's it.
Some of the shocking stuff to me is like how Omar Gonzalez is still on our team.
Like, dude, I saw the bench. I'm like, oh, he's on there, dude?
I love him. Like, he's so cute. I thought he was always so fun. But like, what are you doing here, man? Weren't you at the 2014 World Cup?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Everybody who was there should be obliterated from the team.
That was a shot at redemption there. Right there.
Everybody who was there, I want them out of here. Clean sweep. Let's find new players.
Yeah. Well.
Good job, DeMarcus Beasley.
Michael Bradley.
He's not on the team. But Michael Bradley.
Like, Michael Bradley, who for a long time was my favorite player.
No way.
When he, on the men's team. I mean, 2010, 2014, I loved Michael Bradley.
Wow.
And now I'm kind
Even
of
when
like.
He gave the ball to Cristiano Ronaldo.
And now I'm
kind of
like,
left.
Why are you there? Like, I don't know.
I think that
like,
we just
I'm,
need
I'm
a rebranding.
Waiting.
Like, let's rebrand.
Yeah.
And let's clean slate it.
We need Nike to make commercials for the men's team.
Yeah, maybe they'd feel a little more motivated.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's so funny is that the women, if the women get equalized, like, you saw the difference in, like, confidence and in grit, because when the women are playing on the world stage and there's thousands of people watching, they just, like, deliver.
They turn it on.
They're like, yeah. They get a penalty called against them in the 80th minute. They could tie the game in a semifinal, and they're just like, we got this. They literally huddled before, and they're like, we can do this. We're fine. And the men go down 1-0 to Mexico, have a whole half to deal with it, and they're just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they lack so much grit and confidence. They just, Roosevelt took the ball and just dribbled it all the way up the field in a final and just scored.
And I don't know if you saw them on, it was the Today Show or Good Morning America today.
They were on today. I didn't see it, but I saw the build up to it.
Rose Lavelle said something. Somebody said, the question was, is this a dream come true? And Rose Lavelle said, well, I never thought of this as a dream because I always thought I could do it.
Yeah.
Oh. And I think
what a boss.
I know, right? I was kind of, God, it's kind of one
really
of those things.
That really makes me reconsider my life.
It's kind of one of those things, right? Exactly. I'm just like, well, God damn it, Rose.
It's like, shit, what are my dreams then?
Right, yeah, exactly. But I think...
I guess I can do it.
There's kind of... We instill this mentality in the women's team that doesn't seem to be there for the men's team. I think...
Right.
I think it is expectations. I think, you know, the women go into a World Cup where anything short of a title is a failure. And the men go into a World Cup and they're like, well, we qualified.
You
and
guys
we
are
should
here.
Be proud of ourselves.
You lost to Germany only by one.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that?
You know?
Yeah.
And we celebrated like it was 1999. When they lost to Germany 1-0, I was like, hells yes.
Yeah. Well, because then they qualified for the knockout stage.
Also, Germany did beat Brazil 7-0 that World Cup. So, 7-1. I'm so sorry. 7-1.
It was the 5-year anniversary of that game. Yesterday.
To be fair, Neymar was backbroken by then. But anyway, thanks to us. Thank you, Colombia.
Should we move on to that other cup?
Speaking of Latin America, let's talk about Copa America. Also ended. Listen, Peru lost to Brazil. Trademark that. This is what Coleman Ball wanted. So happy Coleman Ball. my guy Messi called out the referees in a little post-match conference.
Yeah, he was also called out for hypocrisy, too.
Yeah, but whatever. He's not wrong.
He's wrong. Yeah.
He is not wrong about there being corruption. He's just act like it's never happened for him.
Oh, right.
Sure,
right.
He's not wrong, though. Like, he's calling out referees for being in the pocket of Common Ball. He's probably right, since he did get red carded for doing nothing.
No, that was awful. They need to appeal that right away.
It's shocking red card. Did you see the clips from this?
No.
So, I guess he doesn't do anything. The ball goes out, and the Chilean starts pushing him. And pushes him a couple times. And I guess Messi's only fault is that he just stood there. He didn't, like, you know how you're supposed to, like, de-escalate and, like, walk away? He just, like, kind of stood his ground. And they both got red cards.
They both.
Yeah, I mean, you could walk away, sure. But you could also take a hit, and then he gets a red card.
I think Messi was just standing there like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's
it's a third place game. Yeah. Why are we acting
at best, I'd give them each a yellow card.
Also, like, I guess Argentina got a few shit calls in the semis. I didn't watch their game, the Brazil Argentina game. I was in
they got pretty beat bad.
I was in bed asleep.
it was fun to watch at first. Like, first half was really exciting and exhilarating, but then Brazil were just a much better team.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we talked about it last week. Like, they got Coutinho and they got.
I saw the final, and I mean, yeah,
Argentina
there were too much
Juan
for Peru.
I was so bummed for Peru.
I was rooting for Peru. Yeah, I really wanted them to win. When they equalized it, I was like, cool, we got this. Stoppage time into the first half, boom, concede again. I'm like, damn.
They don't have the fits.
That's always a killer.
That's a killer.
And I think I saw Peru play in 2016 at the Copa America when they played Colombia in the quarters.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Were you there?
No.
Oh.
I would love to have been there.
And I remember then they kind of seemed like an overmatched team. They took them to PKs and then lost there. But, you know, they seemed kind of overmatched. So seeing them make the final here, I thought was awesome.
Good
for them.
Brazil winning again is so boring. But
I mean,
yeah, another Copa America.
I
it's in Brazil. They needed to win, I guess.
Yeah, I just every
in the stadium that they lost 7-1 to. On the anniversary.
That's
you
should
have won.
Who cares?
I mean, they care.
They have enough
the Brazilians
World Cups.
Care.
Listen, if they even
anything
spent
short of a
night in our shoes, like, good, we're good at baseball. You know, we've never had a World Cup, Brazil.
Yeah.
Also, here's my thing. People are like, we're never going to see the men win a World Cup in a lifetime. I'm like, if Madagascar, in one cycle, can make their African Cup of Nations and get to the quarters, we can at least make a semifinal. in the next World Cup. You just have to care. If you started working right now, you
think we could make the semis in 2022?
If you started working right now, if you really care.
I think if you start working right now, you can maybe make the semis.
This is like Brexit. And that's only because we have project.
It's not. It is. Other teams do fine. The Netherlands, I know women are different than men. I'm physiologically. I don't want to talk about it. But the Netherlands, this is their second World Cup ever. Mm-hmm. And they made a final.
They're also European champions.
But for the first time. But I'm saying that's one cycle of players.
It's your golden era, but like that's a soccer-rich country.
We could have that.
No. I mean, the thing.
We could. I don't doubt that.
We could totally have that.
Can we have it by 2022? No. Can we have it by 2026? We have three and a half years. Can we have it by 2030? Probably not.
We have 3.5 years to get it together.
30 is maybe. I mean,
no. I'm sorry, guys. We're gonna die. I'm gonna die not seeing them win a World Cup. I hope I'm wrong about this.
I agree. I don't think it's a. But yeah. I mean,
we're gonna be eating crow.
The thing about the Netherlands women's too is also. For a while, when the Women's World Cup was 16 teams, Europe only had 4 spots.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's hard. You know, they did make the Euro semifinal in 2009, I want to say. So we're looking at, like, a 10-year plan. Mm-hmm. I know.
We've made it out of the group. So, like, we have potential. We have round of 16 potential, right? It's not rare for us to be round of 16.
I would say we have quarterfinal potential.
We do have quarterfinal. I agree.
And
yeah.
a semifinal is one more step. If Colombia made a
quarterfinal, we can make it.
I mean, because if you can make it out of the group, then you just need one good day to make the quarters, right?
You just need to be playing someone ridiculous. Like, you could be in the... If you're in the quarters against Japan, you're in the semis all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about seeding. It's all about the group you're in. It's all about a specific day. And if we actually cared, which we don't, which is why it's not going to happen, but if we actually really cared and we set up a system now and we put our best players in it, like best young players, and we had them play together and know each other and have a proper system, we could totally make a semifinal. We don't lack quality. It's not a quality issue. It's just a coaching and organizational issue and an image issue. Like, we have no confidence.
You're saying all the right things, but we don't have it. And we're not going to have it for a long time.
I think that's why I should be coach.
Okay, I think the biggest thing...
I'm going to go into, like, Mexican neighborhoods all over the country.
I'll write you a recommendation letter.
Snatch children away from their parents, put them in camp for soccer, and continue.
I mean, I think the biggest thing impacting our men's team development is that we're in CONCACAF, because we're not playing... You know, we're not really playing a lot of competitive matches. In the Gold Cup, we get a match against Mexico, a match, and then
maybe
a match.
Maybe
Panama or Costa Rica. Or Jamaica. We usually get like one or two of those three teams, and those are the only two competitive matches that we have.
Yeah.
It's not like the Euro, where it's like it's hard to qualify, or, you know, Copa America, where every match is going to be competitive.
We're not being pushed to a better level.
Yeah.
Than CONCACAF.
And, yeah.
But, I mean, the women's kind of sweep the ground, too, so.
Yeah, but they only play...
But they
CONCACAF for like either friendlies or qualifying.
They play more friendlies. I mean
they play friendlies against France, or they have
England.
So maybe we should play more friendlies.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should facilitate that for the team.
Yeah,
we should be
personally responsible for
totally.
The friendlies.
I mean, we should have.
I mean,
a
you
friendlies.
Want to be manager? Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
That'd be great.
Let's have some friendlies.
Listen, I agree. We have some upcoming things to look forward to that are friendlies and other things. The U.S. men's national team is not one of them, unfortunately.
Wait. AFCON. Don't forget about AFCON.
Watch African Cup of
Watch
Nations.
Watch AFCON, dude.
Sorry, we keep snubbing AFCON.
Madagascar for the win.
Yes, Madagascar.
That would be
all the way.
That would be something for the ages.
We would need that.
If they won this, would they go...
Go to Confederations?
Confederations.
Yeah, dude.
But isn't AFCON every 2 years?
Oh, girl.
Wouldn't it be the 21
winner? I think it's kind of like the same as
the
Gold Cup.
Oh, it's the same thing. So they would have like a playoff or something.
Yeah. Still. That's
but that,
exciting
that would
stuff.
Just be like. That would be like. Do you remember?
I'm going to watch it tomorrow if I can.
It'd be like when Senegal made that fairy tale run in the World Cup.
And
when we were kids. Yeah, I remember
Turkey,
that one.
Yeah.
I remember that run really
sick
well.
Kids, too.
You're very cool.
They like opened by beating France.
That's right.
And everyone was like, whoa.
It was incredible.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I remember that very well.
But
go AFCON.
Do you remember when Tahiti was in the Confederations Cup?
No.
No?
Because they... You, oh, my God.
What?
Danny's
full of stats.
It was 20... I don't remember if it was 13 or 17.
It was in the 20s?
It was recently. So Tahiti somehow...
The island.
The island. So in the Oceania Cup, or whatever it's called. I don't even remember what it's called.
Oh, I remember now.
New Zealand lost in the semifinals to... New Caledonia, which is a country I have only heard of because of that soccer game.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to say.
My face is lit up right now.
So then the final was New Caledonia against Tahiti. Tahiti won. So
where was Australia?
They're in Asia.
They haven't been in Oceania.
But they're part of Oceania. Okay,
yeah, but
they're switched
well,
over.
Can we be in CONMEBOL then?
They switched over in 2009.
Well, you know, Mexico's been trying to go to CONMEBOL for who knows how long.
Oh, shut up, Mexico. Shut up. Yeah, but I'm telling them to shut up. Sit down.
So Tahiti won the, I think it's called the OFC Nations Cup or something like that. And when every year it's New Zealand. And New Zealand, ever since Australia left, New Zealand has won every cup.
Powerhouse.
Yeah. Because they have no competition.
They're not going to beat Brunei.
Tahiti showed up, I think, to the Confederations Cup. I remember they scored one goal.
Wow.
And the celebration was...
I remember this now.
Do you remember?
Right.
I think it was against Nigeria. They scored off a corner kick. And it was like, it was one of those plays where...
Was it like a diving header? Not a diving header, but like a low header? I think that's it was definitely
off a corner kick.
Yeah, it was off a corner. Yeah.
I think it was one of those, you know, but the celebration was like for the ages, and it was similar to, you know, what you saw the Jamaican women when they scored one goal.
Or
it was
when,
a similar thing.
In the World Cup, was it
Thailand,
Peru?
Yeah. Oh, Thailand.
Or was it, no, not, in the World Cup last year, was it Panama that scored there first, or was it Peru?
Yeah, Panama.
Panama. Then they were losing like 5-1, but they were so psyched.
Yeah.
Also, I just realized that like Mexico... going to CONMEBOL would just help white people think that Mexicans and like Latin Americans are the same fucking thing. So let's not do that.
Well, it would also hurt. I mean, it would hurt the U.S. because then we would win the Gold Cup. We would win the Gold Cup every time, and it would.
Honduras would be our biggest competition. Anyway,
no, I mean Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Oh yeah, Ticos. Yeah. Well, not lately. Anyway, no. Listen. Here's how you're gonna deal with your post World Cup empty life depression.
Fill us in.
NWSL is still happening, y'all.
Yes.
Kayla Knapp tweeted that if you've never been to an NWSL game, she'll buy your ticket. So DM her.
Wow.
Oh, shoot.
Look into that.
I also, those DMs. No shame.
And she really meant it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, tickets are very cheap. I will say, I am a huge NWSL supporter.
And I
think it is some incredible soccer, especially, I mean, even over these past few months when the top players have been at the World Cup, there's been some great stuff. Amy Rodriguez, who is a former national team player, scored like a stunning goal for the Utah Royals that everyone should watch. It's really good soccer, really easy to watch.
So go to your local NWSL team on Kayla Knapp's dime.
Yes.
MLS is also still a thing that you should pay attention to. Season is ramping up now. It's getting more exciting because we're going to get towards, you know, the fall. Once we're in the fall.
Yeah, we're like at the halfway point.
Yeah,
right?
We're halfway, which is when they're more match fit and it's just like better. Yeah, it matters. So Red Bulls play NYCFC this Sunday at Red Bull Arena. That's always a treat, especially since some of the stronger players are coming back from Gold Cup and Copa America. So we've got Etienne back from Haiti and we've got... the Jamaican left back. Oh, my God. Miles is going to kill me for forgetting his name. Doesn't matter. I mean, it matters. He's very good. Kamar Lawrence. Aha. Kamar Lawrence is coming back.
Yeah.
And eight others. So we enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Galaxy versus San Jose Earthquakes game this Friday.
Oh, really? That'll be a good one.
Yeah, I'll be in LA. I'm going to see Zlatan and Jesse Zardes. Oh, no. Jesse Zardes plays for Columbus now.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yikes. Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Right. Well, you get to see Juninho.
Yeah, he's back. That's right.
Junior.
And Jonathan Dos Santos.
And Dos Santos.
See, there you go. Right.
Star.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And Chris Wondolowski. Play for Earthquakes.
Oh, and Chris Wondolowski.
Stain on his name. Our keeper, I don't know anymore. It's always changing. Anyway, the U.S. Women's National Team will embark on their victory tour. What's it called? Is it called the
victory tour? I think it's called the victory tour.
The victory tour. Starting as early as August 3rd. It's going to be in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl, which is literally 1 week, 7 days before I'm there. I'm like, okay, guys, thanks.
Just extend your
trip. They're playing Ireland, which is so mean. I saw them play Ireland in San Diego after they won the Women's World Cup in 2015.
Game.
They won like 7-0.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland's not equipped to take on a powerhouse team that's just won a tournament with all the confidence in the world.
Mm. One thing to look out for Ireland that's really entertaining, they have a player. She plays left back. Her name is Megan Campbell. Has the longest throw-in I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
I was just mentioning that women don't tend to throw very long, but I like that.
Yeah, so she played at Florida State for 3 years, I believe. Won a national title there, but is known for being able to have a very long, accurate throw-in.
I love
Amazing.
That.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
So
actually, I kind of maybe recall that. I saw them in 2016. So, the only problem with this victory tour is if we're really trying to grow the game...
Mm-hmm.
The NWSL really could use their stars, and if that means that it's going to keep them, they'll have to leave again only like a week into their possible return just to start playing friendlies for money for USSF. It sucks. And because people are going to go, right? And then people are going to feel fulfilled. They don't need to go watch women's soccer because they have women's soccer. It's available to them, and it's their whole favorite team. They don't have to just go watch Orlando Pride. Mm-hmm. They can see the U.S. Women's National Team, and then...
Mm-hmm. If there's one thing that's been disappointing out of this World Cup, it's been the lack of traction for the NWSL.
Yeah, I mean... There hasn't been... They did get TV rights for ESPN. Yeah,
the Budweiser deal.
Yeah. And it seems like people are more invested in equal pay, so all that's happening. But I remember the last time...
Yeah.
The same thing happened, right? NWSL grew. People were, like, interested. But what happens is these victory tours stamp interest because mm-hmm. this is when I want to go watch women's soccer. I'm jazzed about mm-hmm. it. And instead, I'm just going to go watch the women play friendlies.
Yeah.
Of no consequence when I could go watch, you know, my favorite players play each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Also, we don't have a team. Sorry, Sky Blue.
Yeah, we don't.
I mean, and you're not nearby.
That is so hard to get to.
It's very difficult to. We're not a car city.
The Red Bulls were supposed to
It's easier
them.
For me to
they,
go
they
watch.
Tried. They tried.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easier for me to go watch college D1 soccer here.
Yeah.
And that's actually a big thing. There's going to be a lot of games being played in the metropolitan area.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot easier to get to. And that's fine. Go support that, too.
You know who
but
also doesn't have an NWSL team? NWSL. LA. The city. Wow.
And Mia Hamm. Owns LAFC.
That's right.
Mia Hamm, who I saw in the Lyon airport.
That's incredible. Yes. Wow. Did you say hi?
No, I'm like too much of a check-in.
You name a wave?
No, she was like jetting into the bathroom and like,
fair.
You know.
Oh, fair enough.
That was maybe TMI. But
I loved it. She should, you know, maybe she should, but anyone should see that there's a huge market in California for women's soccer.
California doesn't have a team at all. There's no team.
No team.
There's no team in the Bay
How
Area.
How wild. I mean, just picture this. I'll give you a headline. Alex Morgan heads a Los Angeles-based NWSL team.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they become a new rival to the Seattle Reign or Reign FC or whatever, and Portland Thorns.
Uh-huh.
And now we've got, like, Alex taking on, like, always taking on, like, Megan Rapinoe or mm-hmm. taking on Rose Lavelle and Tobin Heath. And now, or, like, oh, she's at Spirit now, but whatever.
Yeah.
Tobin Heath and Lindsay Horan. And mm-hmm. it's like a it's
oh,
like,
great
it's
narrative.
Kind of like a,
love it.
Yeah. This is what you want. Alex Morgan, she should be living in LA anyway for her TV deal or whatever the hell she wants to do next. She's already 30. There's no reason to be hiding that bitch in Orlando.
Yeah.
What is she doing? She doesn't like Epcot that much. She gets kicked out. Also.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. That was the best.
I literally tweeted. I was like, Epcot, she's coming for you.
She's coming back.
She's coming back with the SWAT team.
Well, she used to play for Portland and she traded for Orlando because that's where her husband was playing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, LA had a team in the last league, the WPS, that folded after one season. Mm-hmm. So I think there's some hesitation there.
Sure, but like if we're going to start new soccer teams, why are we starting LAFC, the team no one asked for, and not starting an NWSL team?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's MLS. No one asked for expansion, but we're getting it anyway.
Nobody asked for any of those.
Yeah. 24 teams.
The last thing on our docket is Premier League starts in 1 month from today.
Amazing. I'm going to start setting up brackets, fantasy teams.
I'm so excited.
We're going to do a live draft for the league now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to email everyone like, all right, live draft.
Let's go. Listen.
Live draft stressed me out.
I'm so fucking excited.
You're going to do it, Gilbert.
I don't like live drafts because people take the full minute 30 and I'm like, there's no time for this.
That's me. I take the full minute 30 because I can't make a decision.
You should have decided earlier, especially the
That's
first
true.
Pick. I'm like,
have.
You knew.
I mean,
you knew.
When you're like five picks in, you can't have known.
Just make a decision.
No, I don't do well with that.
I don't
okay
make
with
decisions.
It. Don't worry.
Thank
we
you,
got
Steven.
Time.
In my life, I'm not good at making decisions, but when it comes to things like that, I can just...
So when you're a manager of the U.S. team, you're
going
to make quick subbing decisions.
So easy.
You're not going to sub on defenders in the 80th minute.
Such a simple thing not to do.
She's going
to
be like,
but
when
like
they ask her, why'd
like,
you make
you
that decision?
What do you want to
no
do
comment.
With your life? It's like, I don't know. Decisions are too big. But if they're like, hey, which player do you pick for your... I'm like, that one. I don't even know, who's this? This one. Anyway, guys, 1 month, 1 month. Please dethrone Pep. That's all I care about. I don't want Man City to win again. Man City's the worst. Everyone who supports them is the worst.
They're totally going
to
win again.
They're not going to win again. Chelsea's going to win under Lampard's tutelage. You heard it here first.
Oh, right.
1 month before it happens with no transfers available. That's two transfer bans they have on them. They couldn't make any transfers this year.
They'll be all right.
They sold Eden Hazard. They're like, goodbye. And maybe they'll bring in. And Pulisic's coming, which is so exciting. I can't wait to see an American like buzzing around the Premier League again. It's been a while. Yedlin doesn't count. I mean, come on.
No. I saw some of those videos of Lampard like training with them and it looked super cute. It was like he was back with the boys.
Has he managed a team before?
Yeah, Derby County.
Okay. He just came from championship.
Okay.
They didn't get promoted. He failed up, as white men do often. But
It's straight white men. No, but it's also just true.
Man City tweeted some video of Pep Guardiola like juggling the ball and like controlling it somewhat well and said, your manager could never. And then all these Chelsea supporters were like, yes, he could. Like, yeah, most managers played professional soccer. Most of them could probably juggle. I don't know, Man City.
I mean, if I had to pick between Frank Lampard and Pep in his heyday, I'd probably pick Pep.
No, you would not. Frank Lampard has way more accolades than Pep Guardiola at soccer playing.
I'm sorry.
You're not thinking this through, sir.
Hot
take.
That's a very hot take.
Not lauded on the internet. People are not going to be into that.
That's okay. I'm sorry. I would take Sergio Busquets.
Thierry Henry is a manager, so if anyone wants to take fucking managers for
but that's like a parallel to Pep.
Zinedine Zidane's a manager. You're going to put Pep, you know...
Well, wait, are we talking about Pep now? I mean,
we're talking about managers who could never.
I was just talking about two managers to choose from. We're talking about Zidane. I'm going to take Zidane, no problem. No questions asked.
I pick Thierry Henry. That's my...
Thierry Henry over Zidane?
To manage or to play?
To play.
Oof.
That's not a weird thing. He has just as many World Cups.
No, I know.
I think I would take Zidane.
I understand your logic.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm saying I take Jossie Zardes. I said Thierry Henry. Like, there's some respect on that name.
No, definitely. I'm still bitter about the handball against Ireland.
But you're not mad that Zinedine Zidane, like, headbutted someone?
No, I am mad about that.
Niall is still very upset about the Ireland one. You should take that up with him. He's with you.
I mean, that...
He talks about it all the time. He's like, VAR would have prevented that. Well, sir, move on.
VAR is a different debate. He's like, if there'd been VAR,
we would have been in the World Cup. And I was like, it doesn't feel like...
The headbutt, first of all, cost France... It at least had a neutral impact on the game. It maybe even cost France the game, because they then had to play down. But, and that was just a foul out of anger. I mean, France got to that World Cup because of Henry's handball.
That's true.
I mean,
but what about Maradona? They won that game. Punching the ball.
Same thing. It's the same thing.
They have a whole World Cup because of it.
They do, right.
Strip them of that.
Yeah, I guess at least France crashed and burned.
Take one of those little stars off, bitch. By the way, I need somewhere to go with my jersey to get my fourth star. I'm not going to walk around like a hobo with three stars. I got four.
Buy a new one.
No.
Oh my God! Have you seen those prices?
She was pricey. She was an expensive jersey.
I looked at one. They're already sold out. I looked to buy one today. Wow, really?
I wanted to buy the shirt that was like champions, but I was like, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, I need to get something.
Okay, but here's the scary part, and I'll leave us with this last point. The mighty always have to fall, guys. When is it going to be the U.S. women's downfall?
Oh, pretty much now. Yeah, yeah. As soon as this generation.
Do you think we won't win the next World Cup?
No, I don't think so.
I think we have a core that can win the next World Cup.
Isn't that wild?
Can. I mean, I will. I mean, it's going to come one day. But I mean, I think that there's a lot of talk like, oh, the world is catching up to us. And I think that's true to an extent. I don't see too many teams right now that can beat us.
No.
I think next year...
They should win the Olympics.
They should win that. I'm thinking long term. I'm thinking 4 years from now. I think, yeah.
What team do you think is the biggest threat?
England? France?
Pretty much the European teams, yeah.
Like France?
France, yeah. The Dutch.
I mean,
Dutch. Germans.
German. I mean, France has their own golden generation retiring. Who knows what Henri is going to look like in 4 years? Who knows?
I just think there's much more development going into their domestic leagues as opposed to NWSL.
I think because of that, they're
going to brew a lot of talent.
You know who's going to be really good? Spain. Yeah. Spain, don't sleep on Spain.
Spain's going to be great. Their youth teams are great.
So I'm thinking long term. I think short term we'll win, yeah.
I think the thing that other countries have to face on the women's side is you have single clubs investing a lot into women's team. Lyon, Juventus, Man City,
Barcelona.
But it's only one or two teams in each league. So they're getting training environment, but they're not getting competitive environment. I mean,
the Champions League is
only like 8 games a year, though.
That's true.
I mean, if you look at the NWSL, our players are getting competitive games week in, week out. It's the best league top to bottom. And if you look at the US's knockout stage games, those were four games that they easily could have lost, and they willed themselves to win.
Yeah. Like,
they could have lost to Spain, and they managed to grind it out. That's what I'm saying, the men don't have that.
Right, exactly.
But I think they get that from the competitive environment, and until entire leagues and not just clubs start to invest in women's soccer, women's football, you're just not going to see that. I mean, Lyon in France has no competition.
Well, that's a good point.
People are like, Lyon is so badass. So, I'm like, because they're the only one.
They're the only team. Yeah. They're the only team.
It's easy to be the best when you're the minnow and there's no pond.
I mean,
there's nothing. You're just out there. It's a bad metaphor, but I'm tired.
Yeah. So, I mean...
I feel really bad for South American clubs, though. We're really behind down there.
Isn't Colombia starting a women's club?
They have a league. They have a league. It's just
Argentina said that they're gonna look into it.
They did really well. I'm proud of Argentina. They really surprised.
Against Japan was impressive.
I think the same thing that happened in the Olympics will happen again. There's no way you can keep that momentum going, especially after a victory tour. These women will not get a rest.
Yeah.
That's what happened in 2016. Mm-hmm. 2015 happened. They played on turf.
But you think it's going to be the exact same team playing the Olympics?
Basically, what's going to happen is they're going to go on an extensive victory tour that goes all the way through December. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone older like Carly Lloyd will retire, just like Abby Wambach retired. Mm-hmm. And then they're gonna not rest. They're going to play friendlies all through the winter. And then they're going to go straight into the Olympics with no rest, and they're not going to win.
I think...
Because they're going to have to face... Who are the three teams going to the Olympics? England, France, and Netherlands.
So it's England, Sweden.
That's right. England, Sweden, and the Netherlands.
So they do benefit from a weaker field. I think France and Germany did not qualify for the Olympics. So that's a thing. That's a big thing for them.
That sucks.
I don't know. I mean, the thing with the Olympics is it's such a short tournament. It's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you bring a smaller roster. You only bring 18 players instead of 23. And the thing that gets the U.S. through time and time again is their fitness,
yeah,
and their depth. So it has to be a team that has it has to be a team that can have squad rotation.
Remember last time Megan Rapinoe tore her ACL on that shitty field. They keep putting them all these crap fields to play these terrible friendlies where they don't make money if they don't win. It all ties back to equal pay.
Yeah,
because that's what I'm saying. Like, these women have to be out here playing these friendlies. None of them ever refuse their call ups. You notice?
No,
they need that fucking money. They're out here playing for their damn money.
Mm-hmm. And they're playing to keep their national team contract.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know.
They have to.
Because otherwise they get that NWSL contract and that one's not as cute.
That's 30K a year.
Yeah. I mean. So it's like we're pigeonholing them and then we're like, why aren't you winning? It's like, because I'm tired.
It's a good point. Yeah. I mean, I think... Yeah, I mean, there are teams that can beat us. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't win the Olympics.
No France is a huge deal.
I think if we don't win the Olympics, it's because we wore ourselves out or we messed up. I don't think there are teams that can beat us.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
On their own.
I totally agree.
Although the one thing to look out for is England's team will be a Great Britain team, which means they could pull players from Scotland.
They're good too.
Which, I mean, Kim Little, Aaron Cuthbert. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are good players that can compete for spots.
Do you think Phil Neville will still be the manager?
He will. He confirmed in an interview that he's going to be.
I don't see him resigning.
He said the other day that managing the team has been the highlight of his career, playing included.
Yeah, sure.
Which.
It's full of shit.
I mean,
that's fine. You have to say that.
I mean, he also. Yeah.
He literally reminds me just of the coach of Bennett Lake Beckham, who's always complaining about how he has to be the women's coach.
Yeah.
Because, like, he hurt his knee or whatever, so he gave up his career to coach women or whatever. Anyway, it's
I mean,
fine.
We're
congratulations,
also,
Phil Neville. No one cares about your playing career, so good. I'm glad you're enjoying this part.
He also said that after they lost to the U.S. when he had to say, like, something inspirational, and he had to admit that he had royally messed up.
He just participated in too many silly things for me. Being upset with Jill for, like,
going after the Cameroonian players. Oh, my God.
And going over to the Cameroonian players after they had won. Be classy.
Yeah, just...
Literally, be classy. You don't have to say nothing. Yeah. Anyway. Guys, you've got subs if you need them.
That's it.
Yes.
You got them.
That's it.
Sub out.
And Danny, thank you so much for
coming.
Thank
you for having me.
This
was
great.
This was lengthy as you.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aries.
You're an Aries?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Tell the people.
I think it means I'm stubborn, which I would.
I thought Taurus are stubborn. The Taurus.
Guys, we should all just be grateful cancer season.
Somebody look up what
it is. Is it over already?
Cancer season needs to end.
I don't think so. It's not over. I'm going to jump back.
So I actually can never
remember
it.
No,
it's fine. No. Mine is an emerald.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.
I'm officially a full kit wanker, and I do what I like!